السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أمين يا رب العالمين، بارك الله فيكم. سبحان الله. Today I would remind one and all, inshallah, about valuing every person and appreciating each other's efforts.
Allah has special bando out there.
And Allah gives hidayah in very mysterious ways. Subhanallah. Look at the Sahabi Hazrat As'ad, and as he notices Hazrat Sa'ad ibn Usayd ibn Hudayr approach, look at his words to Hazrat Mus'ab, that the man approaching has a lot of potential. Speak to him sincerely, O Mus'ab, radiallahu anhu, and use wonderful strategy with him, because many will come through him. And then when Sa'ad ibn Mu'ad was approaching, very similar advice Hazrat As'ad rendered and conferred upon Hazrat Mus'ab, that see the man approaching, use good strategy with sincerity for Allah. Many will come through them. Sahaba saw the potential of every person. And this is what I encourage and exhort every person. See people with good intentions. That Allah make them, Allah give them hidayat and make them a means of humanity's hidayat. Allah give us hidayat and Allah make us a means of humanity's hidayat. SubhanAllah, interestingly, today at the airport, I noticed we were giving dawah to non-Muslims, and subhanAllah, so many of them are approachable and they want to know and they take the literature. But you get those few snobbish ones, and you know where they're coming from, some certain, you know, snobbish attitudes, and we greet them also, and look, it's ajeeb how they look at you staring without even responding. Anyway, then we get to a Muslim store and we meet this brother, Allahu Akbar, and we give him this literature. And I'm speaking to him about sharing this with people, learning how to present this to non-Muslims as they come, purchase, and so forth and so forth. Then another friend of his passes, Hafiz of the Quran as well, is there to pick up his ustad from the airport. So I'm mentioning to him also, look how many non-Muslims here, who's going to guide them? They've never heard about Islam before. So I give him that literature of my brother's, 8 pages on how to converse with a Christian. Anyway, I greet them. And I'm about to depart. So the man of the store says, I'm sorry, man, don't leave this here. So I asked him why. He says, no Muslims come into my store. So I'm telling him, that's the objective. The non-Muslims coming to purchase, you give them. This is for them. Even the other Muslim guy refused to take it. So it's so sad that so many a time a Muslim doesn't understand or doesn't care that how will deen reach humanity? How will deen reach the entire ummah of our Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Sometimes, sadly, a Muslim also doesn't want to play his little bit, his role. Sometimes the devil whispers in us, no, what if they tell us no? What greatness do we have, ya Allah, that somebody mustn't tell us no? Don't we see the beautiful Sira Mubarakah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam right before our eyes? In this week, there was a very interesting elderly ma that came to visit my granny. Now, my granny is not well and she's quite elderly. So this ma happened to mention her story to my granny. SubhanAllah, it was so interesting how she embraced Islam. Her father's father was a Haji Mia, and he married a woman by the name of Elizabeth from Taylor's Holt Missionary School. He invited to Islam and he wedded her. From there comes Ali, Hassan and Hussein. So her grandfather was Ali. So that was from her father's side. But her mother's side, her mother's father was Jimmy James Rothwell, an engineering teacher from the UK. Her mother's mother was Daisy Marjorie Rothwell. And the other children were Mary Marjorie Rothwell, Dulcie Rothwell, and so forth and so forth. So it's ajeeb how her mother's mother also embraced Islam. So on both sides, they are reverts to Islam. So these young children grew up, and she mentions her experience as being put in the maktab class. And sadly, ya Allah, she says how we were treated because we were reverts. We were like European. We were not accepted in the madrasa. And you might find this hard to believe, but I have met people like this. Like this really real incident happening right before us. This is our naivety and our ignorance as Muslims. How could we ill-treat a person and make them feel like an outsider? Sometimes due to their poverty, sometimes due to their being of a different nationality or race, how could we, as the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, make people feel that way? Subhanallah, Allah's beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam exhorted his Mubarak wives to value and make Hazrat Safiya radiallahu anha feel special because she hailed from the Jewish community. And Allah's beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam exhorted her that nobody is better than you. You must just say, I am married to Allah's Nabi and my father is Allah's Nabi. My uncle is also Allah's Nabi, Hazrat Musa, Hazrat Harun, and my husband is Allah's Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allah's beloved sallallahu alaihi wasallam would value Hazrat Safiya radiallahu anha. In Hazrat Umar's time, when a complaint came to him that she, Hazrat Ummul Mu'mineen Safiya radiallahu anha, is valuing the Sabbath and she does see to the needs of the Jews, so Hazrat Umar visited her to ask her. You know, sometimes there's an allegation laid against someone. Don't just start spreading rumors, but verify. What a beautiful lesson we learn. Verify before we amplify. Why is this disease of just hearing people's stories and just broadcasting, sometimes with the tongue and sometimes with the thumb? How answerable would we find ourselves on Judgment Day? Subhanallah. And such an answerability wherein we would lose our good deeds. How profound was the response of our mother, Hazrat Safiya radiallahu anha, that, O Hazrat Umar, O Amir al-Mu'mineen, revering Sabbath, never, I am Muslim. Our day is Jumu'ah. So that's number one. Number two, as for doing for my family, yes, I do. I make the ikram and the khidmah. And subhanallah, from there we learn, this is how she tried to exhort them to come into Islam. There was an elderly ma in a nearby town as a staff member for my grandmother's father. And then she remained in my grandmother's family for so long. A few years ago, my granny told me that, son, what's going to happen to this elderly lady? What a wonderful elderly person. She knows everything of deen. She hasn't embraced Islam. Go and visit her and invite her. So I undertook this journey. Elderly person, I invited her to Islam on numerous occasions. But finally, what was halting her was the fear that she would have to ostracize her people. She would have to, you know, break ties with them. So I told her, no. When you embrace Islam and you practice deen, you must still visit your people. You must still do for your people. You must still make their khidmah and their ikram. She says, oh, can I still? I said, yes. Subhanallah, she embraced Islam. She made ikram of her family who were of Hinduism. And alhamdulillah, she's been for Umrah recently. So there's potential in people. I'll never forget an incident. A month ago, I'm in one of the malls. I went there to buy for someone coffee and to give da'wah. And Allahu Akbar. How I ended up there was so strange also. And there I meet, lo and behold, an elderly that I know for many, many years. But he's not from here, he's from Louis Trichard. I met him, Henny. Ya Allah, it was amazing to see him. But subhanallah, I went down memory lane. Years ago, he mentioned his story to me. He's telling me, Sian, I heard them on the radio criticize Islam. I phoned them up and I said to them, it was Afrikaans radio station, how could you all criticize a faith of people of high morals, nobility, sincerity, honesty, integrity? I spoke in the defense of Islam, not knowing much of Islam, but knowing Muslims as I grew up with them. And hearing from my father mentioned to me years prior that these are honest people. If they give you their word, they would stand for their word. So I then mustered up the courage one day to visit a masjid. I go to one of the masjids in that area, and really, some people, and really I call this ignorance, say to him, uncle, what do you think you're doing here? You're all filthy non-Muslims. How dare you all come into this place, this holy place? Is that the way to speak to Allah's creation? Are you the ummah of rahmatul lil alameen or what? Respected brother, ya Allah. This man felt so distraught and disheartened. He says, I'll never enter a masjid again. He says, a few months later, I passed by a garage and I knew the man running the store there, Brother Ali. So I mentioned to him, Ali, is this how your Muslims are? I defended Islam on the radio station, but I didn't know Muslims are so rude. So I mentioned the story to Ali. He said, really, they don't know what they're talking about, that individual. Go down the road here, you'll see this auto lot and look for a man by the name of Abu Bakr. Allahu Akbar. He says, few weeks later, I mustered up the courage. I went via that road and I met this man. I entered that office. I saw a few desks there. And I looked right in front of me where I saw the man look at me with a brimming smile. I realized this is the individual I'm looking for. Brothers, people, smile with the people. Be kind, be polite, never be snobbish. SubhanAllah, there was teacher Wa'il, a professor here. His story, how he embraced Islam, was amazing. I'll never forget traveling with him to Azadville to benefit from the majlis and the company of the pious. And there, because it was just after he had embraced Islam, we went in Jamaat and so forth. And that trip we went to attend the majlis for our reformation. And there he met a few men who he taught in university. And what an amazing meeting it was. They couldn't believe it. That teacher, you had embraced Islam. But he mentioned to us not long before he passed on that, you know, as a child growing up, I always thought Muslims have something to hide because the way they would stick with each other selfishly, not considering others. So sometimes our attitude makes people think that really we're hiding something. Show akhlaq, show kindness, be kind, share and care. Give off ourselves, our time, our resources to uplift people, speak to people. Even the rich are looking for someone to talk to them politely, are looking for someone to make their ikram, and uplift them and invite them to Islam. Allah give us tawfiq. There's a lot of potential out there. Look for that potential. The beloved of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Hazrat Tufail radiallahu anhu, go back to the people, O Tufail, but speak politely, kindly, pyar se, shafqat se, muhabbat se. Because like you're a gem and a diamond, Tufail, there's many like you among them.